Despite the frigid conditions, more than 150 runners showed up to take part in Orion Township's 19th annual Dragon Dash.
Residents had a chance to pick up something nice for mom during the DDA's Flower and Art Fair in downtown Lake Orion.
The 2016 Car Cruise season kicked off as hundreds of classic cars converged at Culver's in Orion Township.
And the Motor City Comic Con returned to Oakland County for 3 days of comics, toys, and celebrities.
Hello, I'm John Atwater.
And I'm Bria Brown.
We'll have those stories and much more coming up on this edition of ONTV News. Each year, spring is ushered in with the running of Orion Township's Dragon Dash, although this year it didn't feel much like spring. As runners gathered at the starting line on the morning of Sunday, May 15th, the temperature was in the 30s and a light snow flurry fell from the sky. But that didn't seem to affect the 150 runners of all ages who showed up for the 19th annual 5K race. At 9 a.m. sharp, the runners left the Orion Center and headed south on the Pollyann Trail toward the Orion Township Civic Center building. The runners circled back toward the finish line at the Orion Center.
Jen, did the weather conditions catch you by surprise this morning?
No, they didn't catch us by surprise. We knew it was coming. Still don't have to like it. But here we are in the snow and the wind. So it's surprising that runners love to run in the cool weather. It's all the volunteer and the staff that aren't crazy about being out in the snow, but the runners seem to really enjoy it.
Crossing the finish line first was 23-year-old Alexander Pollock of Ortonville with a time of 17:24.8. The first female to cross the line was 22-year-old Missy Godley of Ithaca with a time of 21:28.9. Funds raised from the Dragon Dash help Orion Township offer a wide variety of programs and events throughout the year.
What this event does is, first of all, it brings everybody out in the community and gives everybody something fun to cheer for. Any of the revenues that are brought in above and beyond covering costs, of course, go back into the program. They go towards things like our free programs like concerts in the park and things like that nature.
Orion Township is looking for sellers hoping to get rid of unwanted items cluttering up your home or garage. The annual community outdoor garage sale is scheduled to take place on June 4th in the parking lot of the Orion Center. The event runs from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Sellers can purchase a parking space for $15 each. To get involved, call 248-391-0305, extension 305, or visit oriontownship.org.
The Downtown Development Authority works to maintain the historic charm of the Village of Lake Orion and to support its businesses. The DDA also provides numerous free events for local residents to enjoy throughout the year, made possible by its largest fundraiser over Mother's Day weekend. Area residents were invited to shop for mom during the 16th annual Flower and Art Fair in downtown Lake Orion. Taking place on Friday and Saturday, the fair boasted 74 vendors, the most ever for this event. In addition to plants and flowers, visitors were able to shop for art and crafts and enjoy food and refreshments.
I think with any community event, you hope that people are down here enjoying themselves. We, of course, have a little different perspective. We're a nationally registered historic district, so we want people to kind of stop and look around and see the character of downtown Lake Orion and hopefully take away that sense of place that those of us who live here think is so special.
A light drizzle on Saturday didn't seem to hamper attendance much at all. The event was free to the public, but vendor fees helped the DDA provide events to the community throughout the year.
Well, like all of our events, we use that money into our general fund, which allows us to do streetscape improvements and historic preservation projects, facade grant programs, and then bring the free events that happen downtown, like the Halloween Parade and the Gazebo Concert Series.
The DDA's Gazebo Concert Series will try something new this year. Concerts will alternate with movies every Wednesday in Children's Park throughout the summer. The schedule will soon be announced on the DDA's website. Visit downtownlakeorion.org for more information.
One of the biggest perks of joining the Orion Area Chamber of Commerce is the opportunity to network with other businesses and the community. Recently, the Chamber hosted its largest event of the year, and the turnout was tremendous. On Tuesday, May 10th, the Orion Area Chamber hosted its 12th annual Shop Local Expo in Lake Orion High School's Fieldhouse. More than 100 vendors took part in the expo, which coincides with the high school's parent-teacher conferences. Visitors were able to meet with local business owners and sample food from the area restaurants. It was the first expo for new director Kim Urbanowski.
I'm amazed at the amount of people that volunteered to help make this a success. I'm amazed at the number of businesses and organizations and nonprofits that are here supporting their community, supporting each other. I'm amazed that all of these people are here. I don't think everybody's here for parent-teacher conferences, so we did reach far and wide, and we have people coming in from the outside. So just excited about the whole thing. It's been great.
In addition to businesses, visitors were also able to gather information from local community groups and dignitaries. Orion Township's clerk, Penny Schultz, was on hand to encourage young people to register to vote.
It's very important that people register and vote. We have a lot of issues on this ballot, August 2nd, and people will be making a decision. And one of the most important things a community does is elect their leaders. And we want to make sure that people are informed on that process, as well as some of our proposals. We have the school asking for a 2 mil sinking fund. We also have our fire and police millages on this August ballot. So there's a lot of information that people are going to want to be informed upon and be able to make an educated decision when they go to the polls on election day.
Visitors were also encouraged to vote in the Sandwich Slam and Pizza Wars. Firehouse Subs beat out five other competitors, and G's Pizza reclaimed the title after losing to Chicago Brothers the past 2 years.
Well, it feels good that we reclaimed it. You know, you got to share the wealth sometimes, you know, so no, I'm just joking. But no, it's good we reclaimed the title. I definitely like the rules this time better, where you can bring any pizzas you wanted. It gave us the opportunity to give away some of our specialty pizzas, which a lot of people, they don't know if they want to try. Everybody has pepperoni pizza, but we put out our chicken bruschetta, which has an Alfredo sauce and fresh garlic cloves with chicken and a balsamic glaze. That was one that was really popular with everybody, went the fastest. It was really nice to be able to display pizzas like that.
We talked to some of the vendors who shared with us their experience at the Shop Local Expo.
It's great. There's some people here that I've not met before, and I think there's a lot of businesses that don't get the exposure that 1,000 or 2,000 have here. I think we've been involved every year giving away our custard. I know I brought 1,000 custards with me, samples, and you better hurry up and get here because before 7 o'clock we'll be ran out.
We are actually one of the main sponsors of the expo, and we have been for several years. Great community event. You know, it's somebody who's born and raised here. It's wonderful to be around the families, the parents who are here for the conferences, and also the fellow business owners. It's a good opportunity for chamber members to be able to network with each other and to be able to you know, support each other in the community.
Well, one of the things we like to do is we get to bring our name into the community, where the community really doesn't know where we are yet, and they don't understand that there's an opportunity here for everybody, not only for the kids, but also for the family inside of the Legacy Center. So we started the program to teach kids how to swim from 6 months up to about 11 years old. We'll also be getting involved in different types of other programs, including senior programs and things of that nature.
Being this was our first one, everything was amazing. Life's 10 times easier because they brought all the people to you. We didn't have to go chase people around. I used to get Newton High School a lot when I was younger, and this was more appropriate and a lot more highly accepted way of getting Newton High School here.
You know, outreach in the community. A lot of these businesses are small businesses, and they rely on the chamber to help them market themselves and reach out into the community in ways that they might not be able to do on their own. So we're really happy to do that and give them a chance to shine. So sometimes, you know, we can send all the emails we want and all the mailers we want, but really that's that face-to-face contact that sometimes can make a difference in connecting with somebody who's either going to do business with you or help you volunteer or just be a friend.
One local business that took part in the Shop Local Expo is also one of Lake Orion's newest businesses. Recently, the Chamber helped GB Training Center celebrate their official grand opening. GB Training Center actually opened their doors a little over a year ago, leasing space in the office building on Indian Wood Road near M24. They decided to celebrate their official grand opening on Thursday, May 12th. Gabrielle Bolger and her family have lived in Lake Orion for 13 years, but this was her first business venture.
You know, I've been doing this business in the community for quite a few years. It started out of my house and in some other local small businesses and just grew. So it's nice to finally have our own place to call home here and have everyone here. It's awesome.
GB Fitness is a little bit old school, offering free weights and something called suspension training. Gabrielle said that good old-fashioned hard work, exercise, and a sensible diet are the keys to a healthy lifestyle.
Our goal here is just to live fit, to live healthy. You know, my goal is to let everyone figure out how to incorporate it into our busy lives. I want them to know that fitness can be something that they can do every day. They can live it. They can do it. You know, everyone has their own goals, and we're here to just help them along the way.
For more information, call 248-520-8474 or visit gblivefit.com. The Chamber has several events and ribbon-cutting ceremonies scheduled over the next few weeks, including the Chamber Picnic on June 2nd. For more information, visit OrionAreaChamber.com or give them a call at 248-693-6300.
On Saturday, May 14th, Lake Orion held its first annual Green Up around the community. The idea was created by Lake Orion High School student Madeline Braley, who took the idea to Orion Township Supervisor Chris Barnett. The two teamed up to put together this annual event to clean up areas within Lake Orion. Some of the more focused locations included Camp Agawam, Children's Park, the library, the Pollyann Trail, and the Pink Creek Trail, among others. Braley was excited about the volunteer turnout.
I think today went really well, actually. There was a lot of people that showed up and a lot of people who didn't previously show up that did, so I think our turnout was around 100 people. And a lot of people seemed really happy about how today went, and a lot of people were very excited about it. Even there were some kids that came out, and I think that it went really well.
Even with the cold, rainy, and windy day, more than 100 people turned out for this cleanup. The event is one of the many efforts to beautify the Orion area and bond as a community.
Joan Brace, one of the founders of the Orion Arts Center, was an artist and advocate for young people. Because of her efforts in the community, a scholarship has been named in her honor. Director of the Orion Arts Center, Lori Porter, explained the purpose of the Joan Brace Scholarship.
Students in the area have received what is called the Joan Brace Scholarship. It's a scholarship for graduating seniors who know and have already made their plans for continued education in the arts.
This year, Don Chadwick of the Chadwick Group made a generous donation to have funds available for the applicant's tuition. Jonathan Williams, one of three recipients of the scholarship, plans to attend the College for Creative Studies. Williams spoke about the concentration behind his rewarded artwork.
Well, my concentration was things around the house, personal things. And my friend, he had just a lot of skateboards laying around, and he took them apart and put them back together a lot. And so we just stacked them side by side and took a picture of it and drew it as a part of my concentration.
Mark Vaneker also plans to attend the College for Creative Studies and eventually go into entertainment arts. His submitted artwork was from his oil painting class.
Well, it was for my oil painting class, and we were doing self-portraits, and my teacher wanted us to do something creative and unique. And I had taken the picture I used as reference, I had taken previously from photography, and I forget how I came up with this idea, but I thought of fading it out from color to black and white as it got farther from my face. And what I kind of wanted it to represent was kind of your childhood fading away as you grow older.
If residents wish to see the winner's artwork and other pieces, they are on display at the Orion Township Public Library.
On Saturday, May 14th, Letter Carriers in Lake Orion hosted their 23rd annual Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive. Residents around the Orion area placed non-perishable food items on or around their mailboxes. As letter carriers delivered mail, they collected the items and brought them back to the Lake Orion Post Office located on North Axford Street. Even some retired letter carriers come back every year for this food drive. Marianne Broughton is a retired postal worker who now works part-time as a martial arts instructor. She brought some of her students to the post office to help sort food and give back to the community.
The fact that it's a beautiful, merciful thing to do, and it's something we all need to do, looking out for each other, and certainly wanting to pass that on to the next generation. And from all of us at some time or another need help. And I've had people help me in the past, and now it's my turn.
This is the time of year when food banks across the country start to run low on food donated from the holiday season. The National Association of Letter Carriers say that 49 million Americans are food insecure, meaning that they are at risk of hunger and not knowing where their next meal is coming from. Nearly 16 million of them are children living in a food insecure household. Their goal was to beat last year's amount of 26,000 pounds.
On Tuesday, May 10th, the Orion Township Public Library hosted the Michigan Notable Book Tour with author Matt Bell. Bell, a Michigan native and current Arizona State University professor, spoke on his latest novel, Scrapper, which has a feel of Cormac McCarthy's The Road set in present-day Motor City. Fans, friends, and family members came to support Bell during the tour. The Scrapper author read excerpts from his book, answered questions during a Q&A session, and signed copies at the end of the evening.
Oh, it's fantastic. You know, I was lucky enough to do this 2 years ago with my last novel, and I'm excited to do it again. And, you know, the libraries are really exciting places. They meant a lot to me. And it's really great to get to go to all these different parts of the state and be in communities that maybe I don't know as well. And also get to go home to some I do. I was in, I actually spoke at my hometown library in Hemlock last night where I grew up and got to, like, you know, see my people and talk about my book with them. It was really great. But these are all fantastic. It's really nice to be in new places and meeting new readers.
This is Bell's second time with the Michigan Notable Book Tour. As for the future, he is currently working on another novel and writing a short story collection entitled A Tree or a Person or a Wall coming out in September.
Culver's has become a big part of the Lake Orion community ever since it opened its doors in July of 2008. Not only do you see owner Joe Zimmer at numerous events in the community, but the restaurant has become a gathering place for area residents. A beautiful spring day brought out more than 200 classic car owners for the start of the Culver's Car Cruise season on May 3rd. Every Tuesday from 4 to 8 p.m., classic car owners and car buffs are invited to come to Culver's to enjoy good food, good company, and oldies spun by DJ Billy D. There are also free prizes handed out throughout the event, including a 50-50 raffle.
I love cars, but I just love talking to the customers, and they're just so loyal and dedicated. And classic cars, classic burgers, classic food kind of all goes together. And I think we're the largest cruise in Oakland County, if I'm not mistaken. Every Tuesday we do this, right? R-A-I-N or Shine.
Well, just enjoy the people and the cars. You know, like old cars. And I enjoy that, and the people that like them, you know.
Yeah.
Meet a lot of nice people.
How often do you think you'll be out to car shows this summer, spring and summer?
Well, this one here, we usually come every Tuesday, so, oh, yeah. You know.
We go to at least three of them a week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And this is just the build-up to Woodward Dream Cruise, so,
oh, sure.
To come to all the cruising.
Jerry Bell lives only a few miles away in Rochester Hills. He bought his incredible 69 Nova SS in November, so this was his first car cruise with this beauty.
It had just finished a ground-up restoration. It had 280 miles on it, and I was looking at Chevelles, Roadrunners, GTXs. I had no car in mind, but I wanted one that was really nice and obviously had a price limit, and this one fit all the bill. It had just been done. The price was right. I had a friend with a similar car back in the day, so it reminded me of that, and it's going to be our cruiser this year.
And Lake Orion's own Oliver Bedun is a Mustang man. His 68 Mustang Fastback got a lot of attention with its striking Pacific Green metallic paint job.
I first fell in love with the Mustang from the classic movie Bullet. Everyone knows Bullet with Steve McQueen driving the 68 Mustang. I remember seeing it as a kid and just falling in love with it. I loved the sound of it, the size of it, everything about it. And just the heritage and the history behind it, I've always been a big fan of, so I decided to pick one up for myself.
What do you think of the environment?
Oh, I love it, man. I have a great time here. Everyone seems to be really nice, and they sincerely care about cars, and I appreciate that about it, so I love it here. And great food.
Again, car cruisers are invited to come out every Tuesday from 4 to 8 p.m. The cruise can attract as many as 400 cars, so you better get there early, even though there's plenty of parking for everyone. Culver's is located at the corner of M24 and Dutton Road.
The North Oakland Community Coalition is an organization that strives to battle against adolescent alcohol and substance abuse and provide a safe, drug-free, healthy environment for families. Recently, the organization held its largest fundraiser of the year. On Saturday, May 7th, the North Oakland Community Coalition hosted its fourth annual Family Fun Color Run at Orion Township's Friendship Park. Despite the threat of rain, more than 400 runners and walkers showed up to take part in the 5K race.
We've got everyone from toddlers in their strollers to seniors, so we've got everybody here. I want to really thank Township Clerk Penny Schultz because she wrangled up all the volunteers. The township's been fantastic about letting us use Friendship Park for the last 4 years. We actually were able to expand our route this year, and Aaron Watley and everyone else have been phenomenal in helping us organize this event today.
As runners and walkers made their way through the park, they were doused with colored cornstarch. And since the event took place during Mother's Day weekend, there were flowers for the moms in attendance. Participants paid an entry fee and money was raised through sponsorships from a wide variety of local businesses and organizations.
This event benefits North Oakland Community Coalition because it supports all of our programming for substance misuse and underage drinking. 93 cents of every dollar that we bring in to the North Oakland Community Coalition goes right back out into the community through our programming, through our outreach coordinator, through our Teens in Action, and through all the middle school programming that we do.
You know, they really get it. There's a lot of community support for substance abuse, mental illness, teen suicides, and that's what this is all about. It's a fundraiser, but it's about community spirit and understanding and coming together in Lake Orion.
To find out more about the NOCC and its efforts in the community, visit noccmi.org or give them a call at 248-520-3786.
The Motor City Comic Con is one of the largest comic book conventions in the nation. Recently, fans of comics, movies, TV shows, and gaming converged in Novi for 3 days of fun. ONTV's Joe Johnson was there and brings us the story.
The Motor City Comic Con once again returned to the Suburban Collections Showplace in Novi. Kicking off on Friday, May 13th, the three-day event celebrated all things pop culture, drawing an estimated 50,000 visitors, many of them dressed up in elaborate costumes. Dozens of vendors sold comic books and toys, and talented artists and comic book creators were on hand to chat with fans. Perhaps the biggest name appearing in person was Neil Adams, who contributed to the DC Universe with his work on Batman, Superman, Green Lantern, and Green Arrow, and helped shape the Marvel Universe with his work on the X-Men and the Avengers.
What's it like coming face-to-face with your fans and people who admire your work?
They're monsters. They're creatures. They're creatures of the night. They're really like zombies. They come after you, and they rip at your face, and they rip your clothes off, and they laugh at you, and they, oh, they're fun. It's a lot of fun. We have a good time. They buy stuff. They talk about when you were younger and make you feel awful about being older, and they get prints, and we have a great time. It's a terrific time. This is like having a circus for 3 days in a row.
Fans also flocked to the Comic-Con to rub elbows with celebrities from their favorite TV shows and movies. Adam West and Burt Ward were in attendance to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the Batman TV show. There were several actors from the popular AMC series The Walking Dead, including Alexandra Breckenridge, who played Jesse Anderson during season 5.
I really like meeting people. It's nice to be able to meet the fans that watch the shows, because on any given day you wouldn't normally get the chance to. So, yeah, everybody's really nice.
That's cool. Talk about the moment you discovered you were going to be on the show. Were you aware of the phenomenon that it was when you came on board?
No, I had no idea how how many fans The Walking Dead had.
And what was the experience like? Was it fun for you? Yeah.
It was amazing. It's a really hard show to do. I mean, it's physically demanding because of the heat. I got really lucky, though, because I shot most of my stuff in Alexandria. Yeah. And we had all these beautiful houses with air conditioning. but it's also really emotionally difficult because these people are in these life or death situations every day, and so it's, but the people that you work with on the show are just fantastic. The cast and the crew are some of the most amazing people I've ever met. So
Brenda Strong's body of work appeals to fans of a wide variety of genres, but she's most frequently recognized as Sue Ellen Mischke on Seinfeld.
What do you enjoy about it?
Well, I think it's a very exciting place for fans to come because not only do they have exposure to some of their favorite celebrities and characters, but they also have an opportunity to buy things that represent the films that they really love or the comic books that they really love. And I just went to the green room and came back through, and it's amazing the collections that are available here. So anyone who's a fan, whether it's comic books or films, I think they're going to find something really fascinating to occupy their time. And it's a very family-friendly event, too.
And you have such a wide body of work. What do people most approach you about? I think I know, but in your experience, what do people associate you with you most?
You know, I assumed that they would be more geared toward the Star Trek, Starship Troopers, Spaceballs type of thing, more of the sci-fi, but I've only done two of these now, and the first one I sold out on Seinfeld.
Yeah.
And it's kind of, you know, it's the show about nothing but everybody loves. So, and there's always the people that walk up and say, okay, what happened with Dallas? Like, please, give me the skinny on that. So people are really lovely, and it's a great opportunity to actually talk to people and put faces to those people who give us a job, basically. You know, we wouldn't be here without them.
William B. Davis played the villainous Smoking Man on The X-Files for 9 seasons. The show returned to Fox in 2016 for a limited 6-episode run.
There's a lot that I enjoy. One of the things I actually enjoy is meeting the other guests. You know, I often see people that I would never otherwise meet, and we're all in the same business, so it's a pleasure to meet them. The fans are always warm, friendly, different, so that's always a treat as well.
What kind of reactions do you get from the fans? Is there a little bit of fear when they meet you, or do you dispel that pretty quickly?
It dispels quite quickly, although there have been a couple of incidents where, you know, somebody would look over. I remember once I was on an elevator, and it was just me and it was one other person. And she looked at me and she went, oh my God. And then she said, you look like that guy from The X-Files. And I said, I am that guy from The X-Files. And then she went and got all her friends to sign autographs.
The Motor City Comic Con was founded in 1989 by Michael Goldman of Motor City Comics. Having wrapped up its 27th year, the event has cemented its place as one of the biggest Comic Cons in the nation and one of the best. In Novi, this is Joe Johnson reporting for ONTV News.
Thanks, Joe. Simply Marcella is a fashion boutique that opened its doors in downtown Lake Orion in April of 2012. Since that time, the business has become a huge part of the community. In 2014, owners John and Marcella Costin faced an unimaginable crisis when John was diagnosed with leukemia. But we're happy to report that that story has a happy ending. When John Costin was diagnosed with leukemia 2 years ago, the prognosis was so bleak, his only hope was a stem cell transplant, but he needed to match up with a donor. The Costins were overjoyed when they were notified a match was found in Germany. John traveled to Boston to begin treatment.
I had to go through a lot of chemotherapy, which is not very pleasant, to kill off all those bad cells, to be ready actually to accept new cells from my donor. And then what happens, they sent somebody over, he gave his cells, they flew them back, 24 hours later I had them. And it's almost like just like giving blood or receiving blood. It's painless, but obviously life-saving. I mean, this guy literally saved my life.
During the first year after receiving treatment, John had to stay isolated from the public, but in April of 2016, he was told by doctors he was completely cured. He decided he wanted to meet the man who saved his life. On Friday, May 6th, John, Marcella, and a few friends arrived at Detroit Metro Airport to welcome Constantine Braun, a 23-year-old student from Germany. He said he took part in the donor registry to get a free meal and never expected to find a match.
Yes, that is true. And because a good girlfriend told me, let's take part in it and take a free lunch. Because it doesn't hurt and takes a little bit of time and we had nothing to do, we go on too. I think into a month they called me or tell me that I have a match. So then it go really fast because I first didn't thought about to get a match. They told us everybody, no, they will never find a match. Just register you, get a meal, something like this. And then you get a surprise that you have a match. And then they start to send you morphine and morphine. And then they start really with the medication.
The following day, Constantine arrived with the Costins at St. Clair Golf Club for a fundraising event with a Kentucky Derby theme. The Simply Save a Life event raised funds for an upcoming swab event to help determine stem cell matches.
Generally, if you want to join the registry, and they only take 18 to 44-year-olds, a lot of people get disappointed, but it proves it lasts longer for the recipient. It's normally $100 to join the registry. If you do it through our event, the Simply Save a Life event, it's free because we're raising all the money to get people to join the registry.
Years ago, when you get bone marrow, they go in with a big needle into your iliac crest, which is your bum, and make about 100 holes drawing out the marrow. Nowadays, they give you a couple of shots to make your white count really high, and they take it out of a vein in your arm through a machine, give you back your blood. Much easier than days gone past. To save somebody's life, it is not a difficult task.
During Constantine's week-long stay in Michigan, he wanted to help spread awareness of the donor process and encourage people to join the registry. During the Kentucky Derby event, he was treated like a hero.
He is a celebrity. I told Constantine before, I wrote to him an email and I said, I hope you're not too bashful because you're going to be a bit of a celebrity when you arrive in the USA. And he said, I'll be fine, but I find it a bit strange that I'll be a celebrity for something that's so easy to do.
The second annual Be the Match Fire Truck Pool and Swab event is scheduled to take place on June 4th at the Simply Marcella store in St. Clair. The event begins at 2 p.m. To join the registry, all stem cell donors must be 18 to 44 years of age. For more information, visit simplymarcella.com or call 810-326-4438.
And with that, we'll wrap up this edition of ONTV News. On behalf of everyone here at ONTV, I'm John Atwater.
And I'm Bria Brown. Thanks for watching.